English and math.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders like bacteria, pollen, and yes, germs with Navage Nasal Care. Navage flushes ultra-pure, refreshing saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out of the other nostril. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Don't get caught empty-handed this winter. Get Navage, the drug-free solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible, so Navage is a great way to spend those funds before they expire. Don't wait a minute longer. Buy Navage today and you'll breathe easier knowing you're putting your funds to good use. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's IDF now targeting sections of Rafah with airstrikes as it battles Hamas in Gaza, and Israel's prime minister calling for the IDF to draft an evacuation plan for the nearly 2 million Palestinians sheltering near Egypt's border. At today's briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defended the president's comments last night, calling Israel's military operations in Gaza, quote, over the top.
The president has been very clear that they must do so by ensuring that their operations are targeted and conducted in a way that we are protecting innocent civilians.
President Biden urging Congress to finalize a foreign aid package for Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. During a bilateral meeting with Germany's chancellor, the president says if Congress fails to help Ukraine, it will be close to criminal neglect. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake that struck off the coast of Hawaii's Big Island was a 5.7 magnitude in strength. No tsunami warnings were issued. This is ABC News. American fraud losses reached an all-time high of more than $10 billion to fraud last year, up 14%. From the year before, that according to the Federal Trade Commission. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
Americans lost another $2.7 billion to imposter scams. This is when scammers pretend to be a business or a person that you trust, and then they convince you to send them money. The way that people are lured into these schemes is also changing. For the first time ever, email was the most common method, followed by phone calls and then texts. A telltale sign it's a scammer, and it's so important to know they will put pressure on you to act fast. So always take a minute to stop and think, hang up the phone, or better yet, don't even answer in the first place.
Authorities in Jacksonville, Florida, arrested an 11-year-old who brought a loaded 9mm handgun to school this week. The child's teacher was tipped off that he was showing off the firearm and saying he wanted to kill another student. The arrest report says the boy's mother may have known. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wow, what a weather 180. Temperatures hovering in the mid-30s as highs under overcast skies. A feisty west wind at 15 miles per hour is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler, too. But we've got a bright and beautiful weekend ahead. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Historic weather in southern Wisconsin Thursday night.
The National Weather Service confirming a tornado touchdown just west of Edgerton. It was the first time there was a tornado warning and possible tornado reported in February in Wisconsin. Storms left several homes and other buildings damaged, along with downed trees and power lines, which led to widespread power outages in the region. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Chippewa County Administrator Randy Schultz on trying to get HSHS and Prevea Health to the table.
This is really a bigger part of a effort from local leaders, state leaders, and federal leaders to try and put pressure on HSHS to come to the table.
HSHS and Prevea Health announced last month St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, as well as a hospital in Eau Claire, and Prevea Health facilities will close in April. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job. Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobeson and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobeson. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand. Adams Super Service, a Napa Auto Care Gold Certified Shop Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Chippewa County is now officially on the record in asking HSHS and Prevea not to abandon their patients. The Chippewa County Board last night approved a resolution asking HSHS and Prevea to work collaboratively with community partners for the continuation of care and services in the Chippewa Valley. The resolution doesn't force either HSHS or Prevea to do anything. It simply asks they try to find patients new doctors and new care centers before the two close later this spring. The Pierce Pepin Cares Board of Directors approved a total of $3,800 in grants to Ellsworth High School, Basics for Local Kids, the Assistance and Resource Center, and the Salvation Army. Basics for Local Kids received a $1,000 grant to support purchasing winter wear for children in sizes that are not donated. ARC's $1,000 grant will be used for general operating expenses to support ARC's mission of providing short-term financial assistance to Ellsworth and River Falls residents to help them meet basic needs. Ellsworth High School's $800 grant will provide breakfast for students during the promo fair. That's an event allowing students to preview classes for the next school year and explore post-graduation opportunities. The Salvation Army received a $1,000 grant to provide emergency utility assistance. Pierce Pepin Cares is funded by members who generously round up their monthly energy bills to their nearest dollar through Operation Roundup, as well as direct donations. Wisconsin's governor isn't saying what he'll do with his political maps because he doesn't really believe that Republicans will actually approve them. Governor Evers yesterday told reporters that he will believe it when he sees it. Top Republicans at the Wisconsin Capitol say they approve the governor's maps without any changes next week as a way to hand it off of potentially worse maps that would come from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Republican lawmakers approved the governor's maps with some tweaks last week, but he refused to sign those because of the changes. The University of Minnesota Rochester is extending its admissions deadline. The university says students now have until June 1st to confirm whether they'll enroll for the upcoming year. The extension was made necessary by a delay in launching the new free application for federal student aid. University officials say the delay will give students and parents time to ask questions and get advice before making a final decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Edom Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years' experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Edom Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Edom Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
A Trempealeau County man is going to federal prison for his role in stealing dozens of guns from a La Crosse County gun store. Federal authorities accuse Namaya Sample of Trempealeau and two other suspects from La Crosse for stealing 41 guns from a store in Rockland last April. Sample was then arrested in Arkansas after trying to sell the guns out of his car. He was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison on Wednesday. The school board president in Chippewa Falls is defending the decision to not tell parents about a credible threat at the city's middle school. Board President David Check sent a letter home to parents explaining that Chippewa Falls schools didn't tell parents about a student who was searching about pipe bombs and had a journal of detailed threats back in October because the police were involved. Check said the student was a credible threat, but not an active threat. And he said that the school district didn't tell parents because they didn't want to start a panic. Check went on to say that criticism of how the school handled the situation is all about a, quote, political narrative, unquote. Chippewa Falls schools will hold a public hearing later this month to answer questions about the threat and how the school handled it. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado yesterday. The National Weather Service says the tornado hit between Evansville and Edgerton at about 6 p.m. last night. There were no reports of any serious injuries, but there are plenty of reports of damage. The tornado was part of a large storm system that tracked across Rock County and parts of southern Wisconsin before crossing the Milwaukee area and heading out over Lake Michigan. Winter tornadoes are rare in Wisconsin, but this one was driven last night by record-high temperatures and wind out of the south. Wisconsin Democrats aren't sure if they'll support a plan to cut taxes for middle-class families in the state. Democratic State Representative Tip McGuire yesterday said the $2.1 billion tax cut for middle-class families could leave the state short. Wisconsin has a $3 billion surplus and another $1 billion in the rainy day fund. Governor Evers says he hasn't seen the specifics of the plan and isn't promising everything. The $2.1 billion tax cut is the third tax cut Republican lawmakers have tried to pass. The governor has scuttled others, calling them tax cuts for the rich. A western Wisconsin man is in custody, accused of hitting a Minnesota woman with a UTV, then leaving her in a snowbank. 36-year-old Emily Helseth said she was walking to her sister's home in Westby when she was hit and pinned underneath a UTV. Prosecutors say the driver, 22-year-old Michael McKittrick of Westby, dragged Hegseth into a snowbank. She was left with several injuries, including a collapsed lung and broken back. McKittrick is due back in court February 27th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Because of the warm weather recently, people are being warned of deer ticks after some were found in the Twin Cities. The Metropolitan Mosquito Control District said the first tick was found on Monday in Rosemont. The public affairs manager for the district says the ticks are carrying Lyme disease. They're out due to the warm temperatures. People are asked to destroy the ticks when found and remember to check your pets for ticks if they've been outside, as they are also susceptible to contracting Lyme disease from those ticks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! Frank it up! This guy finally gets it!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Larson aims to realize potential in 2024. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
In the beginning was Daytona.
Here we go.
The birthplace of speed. The launch pad of legends. The great American race.
Oh, they're in the wall.
Every driver looking to be remembered.
Keep digging. Stay in the gas.
Every fan looking for something they'll never forget.
Let's go.
Daytona 500 at Daytona International Speedway, February 18th, 2024. Secure your seats now at Daytona500.com.
2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson won four events last season, along with the prestigious All-Star Race, but feels he left several more victories on the table. The Hendrick Motorsports driver, who finished second in the 2023 standings, lamented those lost prospects, hoping to improve his stats in 2024.
Still a great year, but you know, there was a lot of missed opportunity, whether it be on my end or just circumstance or other drivers, whatever the case may be. You know, I feel like we left another potential 4 to 6 wins out there easily. Potential-wise, our season was great. Just hopefully we can execute a little bit better here this year.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
There's 8 games left in the regular season for the 4th-ranked Hockey Badgers, starting with the first of a 2-game set against Notre Dame tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Badgers played before full house against the Gophers last weekend at the Kohl Center. Coach Mike Hastings says the Kohl is a special place when it's filled with fans.
They make an impact. A very intimidating place. It's just entertainment. And so when we do what we're supposed to do as far as giving an effort and providing entertainment for the people that spend the money, that's a win for both sides. For us as coaches, you want that place to be as intimidating as it can be, and when it's full, it definitely is that.
Second-ranked Badger women shoot for their 12th straight win tonight. They are at Bemidji State. Bucks just 1-5 under new coach Doc Rivers. They'll try to get back in the win track tonight at home against the Charlotte Hornets. Preparations complete for Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs and Niners hook up Sunday night at 5:30 at Allegiant Stadium. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Record-breaking performances already this week and some huge games on tap for this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
A new boys basketball coaches poll came out on Tuesday, and there's a new top team in Division 4, where Marathon replaces Mineral Point atop the rankings. The second installment of the Pewaukee-Wisconsin-Lutheran rivalry is set for this Friday, as the top two teams in Division 2 square off. Also, Muskego takes on Arrowhead for control of the Classic 8 Conference. The Verona girls basketball team has featured some incredible players over the years, including all-state selections and Division 1 athletes. On Tuesday night, senior Reagan Briggs etched her name in school history, passing 1,500 career points and becoming the program's all-time leading scorer as the Wildcats downed Madison La Follette 73-43 to remain undefeated. Also Tuesday, Hortonville junior Rainey Wilson broke the school's career scoring record as she poured in 20 points in a 66-44 win over Oshkosh North. In another marquee girls game from Tuesday, Division 5 second-ranked Argyle Pecatonica rallied to defeat 4th-ranked Albany Monticello 50-41 to take control of the Six Rivers East. The WIAA will release the girls' basketball playoff brackets on Sunday at 11 a.m. Be sure to head over to wisports.net for the full information, including the regional seeds, which will once again be done via computer formula, matchups, brackets, and the path to state for every team. This has been a wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. My buddy uses a bobber stop on his tip-up, but he doesn't put a bobber on it. Why? I'll tell you, but first.
Like every serious angler in this region, I want to make the most of my time on the water. That's why I read OutdoorNews.com. This all-new digital resource is loaded with valuable tips, lake profiles, up-to-date fishing reports, gear reviews, and breaking news on laws and regulations that affect the sports we love. Plus, OutdoorNews.com will help you catch more and bigger fish. Be prepared and get ahead of the crowd. Join OutdoorNews.com today.
My buddy loves to use tip-ups when ice fishing. I find it kind of unusual because I like holding my rod. But he'll set a couple of tip-ups out and not even use a rod to fish. And he uses some tricks on his tip-ups that really add some flavor to it. One is a bobber stop on the line. And the reason he does that is because he only has to measure once where he wants that minnow to be sitting in that water column. What he does is he hooks a weight up to the hook, drops it down to the bottom, and then he adjusts the bobber stop so that it's right there even with the top of the hole. So now he knows if that bobber stop is a foot or 2 feet or 3 feet above the hole, then that's where the bait is off of the bottom. Then he doesn't have to measure every time he drops a bait. All he has to do is drop that bait down to where the bobber stop is, and he knows exactly where it's at when he makes the adjustment. It's quick and dirty, especially if those fish are grabbing the lure, you're catching a lot of them, and you want to get a bait back in the water right away. It's nice to have that bobber stop to show you exactly where that bait is sitting each time you send it down. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your soft on the potty. This is most of roll it back.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wow, what a weather 180. Temperatures hovering in the mid-30s as highs under overcast skies. A feisty west wind at 15 miles per hour is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler, too. But we've got a bright and beautiful weekend ahead. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and a happy Friday. I'm in studio today, so you folks don't have to listen to all the noise in the background from a great farm show that we got a chance to be a part of the last 2 days. But we got an interesting market trade once again. You know, yesterday was a lot of data dump that came across, not only from CONAB and USDA, but then let's just throw in Stats Canada to go in with it. We got a lot of things that we're going to look at today in these numbers, and the best person to bring in to talk about it on a Friday, of course, we're getting those comments from Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And I think we got to start out with CONAB USDA reports that came out. What was your thoughts as you looked at the Brazilian corn and soybean production estimates? I'll get it spit out.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. So let's kind of break this down. There's a few important things that we want to look at, Susan, is that, you know, CONAB was out yesterday morning, and our belief would have been, and it would have been before USDA released the WASD report, our belief is that USDA should have had, prior to them going into lockup, that information available to them and been able to take that in and factor that into the size of that Brazilian corn and soybean crop. But let's talk about the CONAB estimate just a little bit. What was interesting about this CONAB estimate is this would have been the first boots on the ground or infield observation numbers that they'd have available for the Safrina corn crop. Now, as we dig into their estimate and look at that, what they were saying is that part of their reason for pulling their numbers back was, one, because the first crop, and that would have been the corn crop that would have planted been planted back in August into September, the yields that are coming off that crop, and keep in mind that makes up about 25% of their production, that particular crop looks like the yields are coming in smaller. Now, the other side of where they're coming in with the reduced production is the fact that also on that Safrina crop, that crop that they're planting now, that now depending on who you're talking to, depends on the estimate of where they're at on that crop. That crop could be, in some estimations, around 27-28% planted at this time. Now, so far, ConAb's numbers that they're looking at there on the reduction of overall production would just come from what they're thinking is going to be the reduction in acres. And as we've talked about many times before, the reduction in acres is coming because of profitability in South America and either some of those individuals planting those acres. It could be the, you know, Safrina cotton. It could be to maybe some other crops, or it could be that they end up letting those acres go ahead and sit. So that was kind of an importance of that ConAb number. Now, as we dig deeper into the numbers itself, a few interesting things. USDA would have said that starting first on corn, Brazilian corn came in at 124 million metric tons. That was down 3 million metric tons compared to the January report at 127. Now, keep in mind, last year, their final was a 137. So, you know, that's still down about 13 million metric tons. That's positive for the U.S. It will open up the door for more exports for us, but, you know, that's business that comes down the road. Now, in that particular example, ConAb came in down 3.9 million metric tons. So not a big difference. And the big thing I would say is that the numbers, as we compare what the numbers are from USDA to ConAb, I wouldn't get so hung up on what the actual production numbers are as much as what we end up seeing for the changes. Then moving over to the Brazilian soybeans. So USDA came in at a 156. That was only down 156 million metric tons. That was only down 1 million metric tons from the January report. Now, here's where we had a big difference. ConAb came in down 5.8 million metric tons. Now, that's a big difference. Now, as much as I'd like to say, as we see adjustments going forward, that will be enough to turn this market, unfortunately, that probably will not be. We're going to have additional support coming in the market besides just that down the road to turn these markets, Susan.
So talking about a turn in the markets, there's still a lot of weakness that's happening in this trade. So what's your thoughts on corn?
Yeah, so on corn, if we just kind of sit back and kind of think about it, let's kind of set the table, so to speak, and see, you know, what's going on out there. Well, the funds continue to build their short position. We came off a big South American crop, and they competed with us right in through harvest, and then we had their crop planted. And even though their crop size is getting smaller, you know, we still have plenty of corn here in the U.S. And that's one of the big changes we're seeing in that corn market, is that where it just used to be the bean market where there was strong South American production, and they could say, well, we can get beans from South America or the U.S. Now we're also seeing it in corn, and we have to remind ourselves that this past year Brazil did pass us on exports, so now they're exporting more than what we physically are. So the market looks at that and says, okay, we've got two places we can physically get corn. Now the U.S. right now, if you need corn, we're the market for corn. And we're, you know, we're cheaper, probably 40, 50 cents a bushel than what you're seeing out of South America. So if there's any business to be had, we can get it. But the funds are still continuing to lean into this market and push us down lower. And we just haven't got to that point in time in here where we would physically say, you know what, we've got either enough concern about that South American crop, or we're over where we're worried about U.S. weather. Now, what's really interesting from a technical perspective, if we just kind of dig in and look at the charts a little bit, you know, I had been encouraged by what the corn market had been coming down, and kind of as we look at a weekly continuous chart, it had been coming down and finding some support. But unfortunately, Susan, ever since we had the crop report come out, we have set some new lows. We broke through kind of our support line we had on our bottom side. We also broke through some support that really would have originated from highs that would have taken us clear back into the last days of where the market would have been in like November, late November of 2020. Now, if this market does get confirmation as we move forward on this weakness that we had, in the short term, that opens up the door to still see some downward pressure on this market yet. How much more? Could be 10 or 15 cents lower yet. But what I would say is that if we have enough time, and that if our time horizon is where we can get out, say, past planning, get more items in here for information, I do feel pretty confident that we'll have a chance to sell this market at higher levels than where we're at today. It's just going to take some time, and don't be surprised if we see some additional weakness before that happens, Susan.
All right, well, stick around. We've got more coming up. The Channel Final Bell continues after this on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Continuing our conversation this afternoon with Jeff Peterson. Jeff, of course, is with Heartland Farm Partners. I'm going to quickly plug. Jeff's going to be joining us on the weekend report as well, which you can see on Saturday morning. But having said that, should we have concerns? Where are we when it comes to this Safrinha corn crop? And is it too early to be really talking about it, Jeff?
Well, you know, we continue to talk about it only because, you know, it's getting, so far it appears it's getting put in good time, but we know as they get into harvesting some of those later soybeans that I think the planting pace will slow up. So, no, I don't think it's too early to talk about it. Unfortunately, though, I do think it's probably too early for the market to pay a lot of attention at this point yet. The big concern is on the acre side, as we've mentioned earlier, but yield-wise, it's a little too soon. There is a lot of potential, though, where the crop could get hurt because we know it's all a matter when that dry season hurts. But that dry season kicks in, whether that's in April or May, but we'll watch that really close.
So what do you think about the soybean market at this point?
Well, soybean market, you know, has continued. If you think about it, South America had a really big crop. They were very competitive with us, and they've had some problems. You know, obviously, it looked like this crop is getting smaller, but the thing that we have to realize that overall out of South America, when you take into account Brazil and Argentina and Paraguay, Uruguay, even Bolivia, as you bring that all together, what we would say is that they're still going to have plenty of bushels. And as a result of that, the funds, once they started selling that market off, you know, about the middle of November, they went from being along that position to probably now, you know, getting close to maybe being, you know, short and, you know, 85,000-90,000 contracts, which gets to be a big position for them. It sure appears that they're going to continue to put a little more pressure on this market, but there is some encouraging things that I'm seeing. As we dig in and look at the technical side of this market, the price action the last few days, so let's think about this. You know, when they increased out of the WASDE report yesterday, when they ended up increasing the ending stock numbers, you know, bringing them up about 35 million bushels and still not getting the lower trade yesterday compared to where the prior day low was, that was impressive. And now today, even though we've had a little lower market, what we see happening is that we're getting a little bit higher lows happening. And what's also aiding that some is we are getting a little bit of follow-through strength over there on the soybean oil market and a little bit also in the soybean meal market. So those things are coming together to help us. So it actually kind of feels like it, even though I didn't think it'd be the bean market first, it may be this bean market that's actually kind of trying to turn the corner first here, Susan.
All right, you talk turning corners, Jeff. I mean, what is it going to take to get both corn and beans to see some higher numbers at this point?
Yeah, as we look at that, demand changes, there won't be enough of a change there. So really it has to come back to the supply side. So if you think about the supply side, the two things that impact that supply side is the amount of acres that we have and what the yields are going to be. And so we would really have to see some reduced yield talk coming out of that Safrinha corn crop, in which we're getting that. Then we're going to have to see some poor weather down there on that Safrinha crop. And the problem is right now, Susan, is that's a little ways away yet. And so the funds continue in their short position until they start buying back that position. And ultimately, the weather is just not there yet. And then we come over to the U.S. side. You know, we've got the USDA's outlook forum that's going to happen next week on Thursday and Friday. That will give us a look, according to their models, what they think acres are going to be, They've already kind of shown their hand on yields, 181 on the corn side, 52 on the beans. We'll see if that's what they use. And then on the demand side, they'll end up probably making some, you know, minor adjustments from what this past year has been, but it probably won't be really too much. So we'll get a chance to see their numbers there. So then we have to look at the U.S. acre situation. But unfortunately, our opinion is that we think there's a chance we could see between corn and soybean acres being down, you know, 4.5 million acres compared to where they were last year. But we don't see a lot of talk about that out there in the industry. And unfortunately, I don't think we'll see anything like that in the outlook numbers. I don't even think we'll see anything like that maybe in the prospective planting numbers. So that type of information probably won't make its out way out until we get out there, you know, after planting. So, but those are the type of things that we'd have to see, you know, those big changes in the supply to get this thing to turn, Susan.
So is corn undervalued at this point?
Well, as we dig in, the best way for us to look at that would be to look at that stocks-to-use ratio. And the current stocks-to-use ratio in the old crop corn is at 14.9%. And when we go back and look at, basically, on the July futures, 1 week after the February WASD, where would we normally see the price end up being with a 14.9% stocks-to-use? And when we adjust those numbers for inflation, that would suggest that, you know, we're sitting in that 416 area is what fair value would be. Now, what we know is that currently we're sitting there more likely in the 450. So there's from the fundamental side, we'd have to say that the market's currently overvalued. The only thing I do have to mention is that back in 09, a similar year to where it was on the stocks to use, crude oil price was about $39. So it is different now, Susan.
All right. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
You bet. Give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. And as always, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Durant Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Amazon and Geringoff. The pushback against California's pending environmental regulations continues to mount as a coalition of groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the American Farm Bureau Federation, filed a fresh lawsuit against the state. I'll have details after this.
Amazon Ag Equipment is the top of the line for top growers and producers. Engineered in Germany, high precision, high performance, now in the U.S. and Canada. Amazon fertilizer spreaders precisely spread urea up to 120 feet. And Amazon tillage tools handle fall or spring all in one pass. Amazon, the name that others follow. Top growers, visit us at the National Farm Machinery Show, AGCO booth number 7801, or check out Amazon.net.
Join us at the National Farm Machinery Show and discover a legacy of innovation spanning over 140 years with Geringoff. At booth 4036, experience firsthand the cutting-edge technology behind their headers. Be captivated by the TrueFlex Razor, unrivaled in flexibility, and witness the groundbreaking Adaptive Flex technology in the world's most flexible corn head. Geringoff, head of the class, no matter the crop. See you at booth 4036 to unfold the possibilities. Last week, in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California, a lawsuit was filed that challenges California's new corporate climate disclosure laws, enacted last October by Governor Gavin Newsom. The laws require, for the first time, that companies report emissions throughout their entire supply chain, the so-called Scope 3 emissions. And that's the rub. The groups filing suit, which include the American Farm Bureau Federation, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the California Chamber of Commerce, argue that these laws overreach by applying to companies outside of California, infringing on the federal government's authority to regulate emissions nationwide. But that's not all. The suit also claims that forcing businesses to comment on climate change, a politically fraught topic, violates the First Amendment. Jennifer Barrera, CEO of the California Chamber of Commerce, has voiced strong opposition, stating that these laws require businesses to report, quote, inconsistent and inaccurate information, risking severe penalties without making a notable impact on climate change, end quote. And the swath of business covered by the new laws is wide, with at least 5,300 businesses in the state now being required to report their direct and indirect greenhouse gas emissions, and even more covered by a provision that requires them to disclose, every other year, how climate change could impact their finances. Critics argue these requirements are burdensome and could lead to incorrect data reporting. This case will be closely watched, as California frequently leads the nation in environmental laws and requirements, with other states and the federal government often taking cues from what gets tried in the Golden State. California legislators are pushing back on several of the lawsuit's claims, but there's a lot more to come. I'll be back after this.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Yes, the legal drama setting up in California as the state seeks to compel more information from businesses on their environmental impact is likely to shape the future of environmental regulation and corporate transparency here in the United States. Hot-button topics generally, but perhaps especially so during an election year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Geringhoff and Amazon. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. And partly sunny into tomorrow, high mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 30s Sunday. The warmth continues into early next week. Sunshine at around 40 degrees for Monday and Tuesday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temp is 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at a long clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, see the breath taking earthquake and time. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Cutter. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. She just turned out the lights. Guess she meant it when she said goodbye. Man, I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a Silver Oak 1998. Solo in the cab of my truck. Yeah, I'm drinking cab in a solo. Solo in the cab of my truck.
So long, see you around. Seen all I want to see of this town. I'm out of town and I'm out of tears. Out of my mind.